Hello, beautiful people. This is Derek.
This is David.
Or I could have started with a hello there, lovely people.
Hello.
It's Derek from Think Between Worlds here.
And this is David from Think Between Worlds.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the Think Between Worlds podcast.
Hello there, lovely people. Yeah. You know what's really funny?
What?
You know what's really funny is I expected Yahtzee, Ben from Zero Punctuation.
Yes.
I guess he was at E3, which is like really unusual.
Yeah, he had a bunch of YouTube videos up.
I've always expected he sort of looks like Alex from Nintendo. It's Alex from Nintendo Life. Yeah. I've always thought he was maybe kind of like a little chubbier, neck beardy, and like always imagine a Trilby because he draws himself with a Trilby.
Yes.
But he's like a decent looking, handsome, like mid-30s guy. And yeah. He's got like the beard, and I'm like, that's a good looking motherfucker there. I thought he was like this neck bearded, like chub with a Trilby, you know, like I'm not saying Alex ain't a good looking guy. He's a little more shorter, kind of more portly and jolly.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, you know, Yahtzee looks like that. So I was blown away to see he was doing this E3 coverage, and let alone he's like positive about everything.
Yeah. Well, he's not.
Like, he hates Final Fantasy VII, and he was all over the showrunners as well as the game devs and like, yeah, interviewing them and stuff. And it's like, wow, what the hell?
Well, here's the thing. His Zero Punctuation thing, it's a personality.
It's a character he's playing.
But at the same time, everything that he does point out in the video game is about being bad and being good and stuff. That's
logical complaints.
It's all warranted.
Yeah.
Like the shit he's complaining about is warranted.
It's like shit he's had to go through so many times in other games, and he's like, oh God, it's here too. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? That's usually his most common complaint. It's like, if I wanted to play the 80 other games where you do this, I'd go play them. You know?
Yeah. But anyway,
speaking of E3,
E3 aside, this actually is a Smash Brothers episode,
right?
I know that
nothing generates traffic quite like a Smash talk.
Well, there's that, and the fact that, like, okay, we've seen three DLC fighters so far for Smash. We've got Joker,
mm-hmm,
we've got the Hero,
preach,
and we've got the Lord Almighty himself, Yuhut.
Yep.
We've got Banjo.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Who
knew like one announcement that it's only a minute long could like make,
yeah,
the whole E3, like saved E3, yeah, apparently?
Now, see, like, here's where I have to make a small confession. I am absolutely wildly in love with reaction videos. And
no, everyone is. Why would they be so big?
I just...
90% of them are fake, but they're still fun to watch.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, I devour them. Like, I literally was sitting down watching a compilation of everyone reacting to Banjo like 3 days ago, and I was just sitting there watching it, and my mouth said out loud, "Feed me." I'm not even joking. Like, I'm devouring their reactions. Oh. It's bad.
Give me strength.
Yes.
Give me sustenance.
Yes, feed me.
YouTube.
Yeah, it was bad. So the reason why this is a big thing for me is that, like, everyone was going fucking nuts over Banjo in America. And yeah, like,
the East didn't give a fuck.
No one gave a shit.
I love it.
About the Hero from Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
However, I started watching Japanese reaction videos. Even though I don't know what the fuck they're saying half the time, I can understand two words. Banjo-Kazooie!
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going nuts over Dragon Quest. They're going nuts over Banjo. Over here in America, no one gives a shit about the Hero from Dragon Quest. Although I have to admit, out of the three that have been announced so far, he is definitely the most intriguing character for me.
Yeah.
No. How does his, like, JRPG shit work?
That's too cool. And I've always said, like, all these JRPG swordmen they keep adding in.
Yeah.
Why don't they give us, like, a cool, like, drop-down menu and we could kind of fuck around with that? And then, like, they did.
Yeah, apparently,
the Dragon Quest Hero.
Apparently it's a mana system where, like, kind of like with your Final Smash meter or Joker's Persona meter or even Cloud's Limit Break,
right,
it builds up, and when you hit a certain point, you are allowed to activate it and pick one of four options depending on which skin you're using.
It looks like by the skin, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you have the option to customize which four you're getting.
That's true.
Like you could with the in like Wii U and 3DS.
Which is a rumor that with each character they're going to be dropping kind of a pack, and the pack includes like a mode. They might, with this, they might be bringing back customization mode.
Yeah, like, I don't
customize your moveset.
I don't want them to do full customization like they did. They have three options for everything. Like, give us like two options for everything.
Right, less.
But yeah. You know, with Dragon Quest guy, he's obviously got to have four because there's four different versions. Maybe we saw like at least like 8 to 9 different abilities being showcased there, and we saw other ones we didn't use. But that would definitely be interesting. You need to like pick and choose which four abilities you are going to use for your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be either by the skin or maybe you customize it yourself. I don't know. But it is truly fascinating to have that ability in the game. And apparently, it's going to be legal in competitions. It won't be broken, hopefully.
Allegedly.
And if it is broken in some way, they'll restrict you to which ones you can use. Like, you can't use a certain... Like, you can't use this particular combination of things for your guy.
Right.
So...
Right.
Yeah, although that way it gets too broken, and they'll patch it out or something. I don't know. But that, to me, screams variety, which is something that we've got plenty of in Smash Bros.
Already, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, for a single character to have that many options,
yeah,
it's fucking great.
Yeah, not a whole lot needs to be said about Banjo, I guess, except the hype.
Yeah.
He represents...
Definitely.
Well, one, basically the Microsoft pick, even though to me it's still like, you know he's a Nintendo character.
The only thing
bullshit,
thing that we should be talking about with Banjo is the fact that his level, Spiral Mountain, how is that going to work?
I can't wait. It looks like it's instead of the level moving, it might, like you were saying, it might be camera moving instead of the level moving, which would be like the first, I think.
The camera moves, and as it moves, the level sort of moves under your feet.
Yeah, it's like half scroller, half camera.
So like you're not. You're still flat on the screen like you always would be, and the camera's moving on the level, and that changes how everyone is positioned on the level. At least from that one video we saw. But I'm definitely excited for that. Spiral Mountain looks crazy, and I would love to, as you suggested off mic earlier. I would love if, like, Grunty came out and, like, did, like, rhyming descriptions of the characters, like Palutena's Guidance.
Like Palutena or the Metal Gear calls and things like that.
Stuff like that. That would be fucking awesome.
That'd be hilarious. Because a lot of people were bitching about, we're still missing certain characters, like the new... excuse me, I'm getting over a thing.
Yes.
What was I going to say? We're still missing characters that there is no guidance or there isn't codec calls about. And so, like, you can... work those into Grunty coming out.
I'm pretty sure that they didn't update the codec calls, but the Palutena's Guidance has been...
Covers everybody,
I believe.
Even the new deals, like Joker and
stuff. I know it covers definitely Piranha Plant, because I've seen that one, and that lasts like a minute and a half.
It does Joker, okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming it does Joker as well. Yeah, but I know it did Piranha Plant, so...
But the hype behind Banjo is, it's like the fan pick. Everyone was obsessing, and that's all they ever wanted, and they finally got it. But it just represents, you know, grab those things that are still out there that used to kind of be your identity.
Yeah.
And Nintendo kind of did that with Cloud. Cloud is, remember, they were devving for the N64.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, I pick Cloud, why not pick from parts 1 through 6, because those were Nintendo related franchises, or, you know.
Yeah.
So, well Cloud's the face of the franchise anyways, one.
Yeah.
But two, he does kind of have a relationship with Nintendo. It was basically at least mostly halfway finished for the N64 before they went, we need more room. We have to go to disc and do PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cloud works. So they're kind of like reaching and grabbing these older...
What do you mean he needs to go to disc? Doesn't the N64 have a disc drive expansion?
Right. Let's not talk about that. Here in America, the ill-fated, America side, you know, it was a huge failure, but they didn't even start to release those here. They were planning on the expansion. And
they
just
never touched it.
Yeah,
over
it didn't
here,
get
yeah.
out. It was over there in Japan for a couple of years or something like that, but it just never made it this way.
Yeah, that just... I'm sorry for this tangent, but do you remember the GameCube, how it had those like things you could take off the bottom for like, and it had like ports in them and you had no idea what they were for? Japan only stuff.
Oh.
Like shit we never got here that you could clip the GameCube into when it gave you accessories and things you could attach it to. Like a modem and stuff like that, so you could play online.
Fantasy Star and all that shit.
Yeah. Never got that here in the West. And if we did, it was like extremely limited release.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just so funny. I used to like love like what are these for? But anyway.
Yeah, Banjo still it represents, they still remain committed to really grabbing some of these characters that people go on and on and on about.
And
they go and they talk to Phil Spencer or Spector.
Phil Spector, I think.
Like, they were willing to go shake some hands and go do that to get Banjo.
Yeah, as I said notoriously a couple of times in our Smash Bros. Podcast related things before, is that if we get Banjo in Smash, there's got to be a quid pro quo. There's got to be something that Nintendo's got to do for Microsoft. Like, hey, we'll let you put our guy in your game, but you got to do something for us. And we're still not sure what that is.
Apparently, so, Phil Spector says nothing along those lines anymore. It's just like, no, I'm really glad to have helped. It's nice to see him in a big game again, a AAA title that people, it's just giving them exposure. From what I see, the quid pro quo is people are now cheering Microsoft in the streets, giving us a roundable applause.
I mean, we do have a lot of like friendship stuff going on with Microsoft now.
They're publishing,
we've got the Xbox
Minecraft,
Live thing coming in,
Doom,
Minecraft being a big thing.
Doom.
Yeah, Doom. And I think what should be coming up at some point is going to be like, hey, if this Banjo thing is as big as it is, and it definitely is, maybe a new Banjo game.
That's why people are mostly freaking out.
So, like, I would be totally cool with that. Especially considering Microsoft keeps buying all these, like, indie companies. I think it'd be great if, like, they partnered with Playtonic, who is pretty much all the OG Rareware guys, and, like, hey, we're not going to buy you, but, like, we bought you originally and y'all left. Can you work with us to make a new Banjo game? Because you're the one who did it right. We tried doing it without you, and it didn't work very well. Nuts and Bolts was a huge flop. So, I mean, that would be great.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and speaking of which, I actually just rewatched JonTron's review of Nuts and Bolts this morning. It's so funny.
Yeah, he shoots the disc. It's the one where he shoots the disc off into the sun at the end.
No, that's a different game. That disc.
That was Star Fox, yeah, Dinosaur.
Yeah, planet. That disc knocks Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts out of space. Back to Earth.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he plays it, and then Jock destroys it, and it's fun.
Yeah. If we can segue from the Banjo Banjo talk, Banjo also seems to represent, he got in.
Yeah.
Then that means blank gets in.
Yeah.
In the back of people's heads.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go and I guess into like so what is blank to you? And we have two more blanks.
Yes, we've got two more spots. And with the three that we've got, it's difficult to
get a pattern going.
Yeah, it's Joker, which is, I don't even
like,
know what company
that is. Legitimate third party. It's Atlas Games.
Okay.
But like there's Persona games all over the place, and Shin Megami Tensei and all that. They're all every system.
But they're not a lot of Nintendo Persona games.
Right.
We've only recently been getting them. We've got Royal coming out, and then that Q2 thing for the 3DS.
There was like Shin Megami Tensei versus Fire Emblem, and like there was a presence.
But that wasn't Persona. That was maybe the same company, but it wasn't Persona.
Well, Persona, I think Persona is a Shin Megami Tensei.
I don't know what it is.
They're weird like that with their titles.
Okay.
Kind of like the Secret of Mana. They've announced a remake of like the third one,
Trials of Mana.
In Japan, it's called like Japanese Word, Japanese Word, Japanese Word 3. It doesn't even, it's not even
kind of like Mother 3 and Earthbound,
right? It's
okay,
like that.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure that's how Persona Mother works for Shin Megami. Okay. Yeah. But he's like really, but Atlas has a great relationship with Nintendo, is how that works. They had, because they also make the Trauma Center games, which were like 3DS Wii U exclusives.
Oh, God,
Wii
those exclusives. Ones?
Yeah, Atlas made all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's like, oh, well, he's an Atlas character.
Okay,
and
but we haven't had anything with his character in it really on the.
On a 3DS.
Yeah, but not recently. It's been.
Yeah,
I mean,
until very recently, they finally released Q4 or 4 or whatever, which was a 3DS.
I thought it was Q2, but anyway.
That's it. It's an exclusive title that was in Japan and wasn't here, and they got it over here. But
yeah,
Joker's in that game.
But the fact that it took this long, and we're in like the fourth Persona game at this point, I mean.
It's 5, I think.
5, even worse
then. And then they announced it for the Switch.
Yeah.
At E3 finally. So.
Well, it was Persona 5 Royal, which I think is like a like a deluxe edition, but at the same time, like, it's got to be like graphically turned down because it's a Switch.
Right. But so, in that place that they're adding all sorts of extra goodies, change the soundtrack, costumes, and
yeah,
things like
that. But the fact that it took this long for Persona to come to a Nintendo console, to me, screams like it's sort of out of nowhere. Like, Joker came out of nowhere.
Right.
We've also got the second one, which is, you know,
Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest, which apparently everyone in Japan has been screaming for.
It started the JRPG genre. People will say that is the
people
original.
Have been screaming for Dragon Quest to come to Smash Bros. Longer than we have Ridley, which is
the hero, and I'm sure they'll all have their names depending on how you change their skin.
Yeah, I know.
So,
the
Luminary,
first, yeah, I'm sure
Solo.
The first one's Erdrick.
Erdrick, Solo, Luminary, and then like the green guy. Oh, no, sorry. Solo's the green guy. I forget who the pirate. I'm going to play as the piratey guy if I choose him, and I don't even know his name. I ought to look it up.
I'm going to play Dragon Quest Goku, which is Erdrick. Yeah. So
Galbathorix or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, that does follow a pattern, and that's still the old pattern of the classic NES people that we're still sweeping up. Yeah. We got Pac-Man back for this. We got Mega Man back for this. We got Simon Belmont finally. What else can we do? We got a Final Fantasy character. That's some of the old Final Fantasy. You know what came just before Final Fantasy and was the same devs and same makers? Like, Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
The original OG JRPG on the Nintendo systems.
Yes.
And so there's no better fit than the Dragon Quest guy. That's why I was like,
makes
fucking
sense to me, definitely.
To me, it's like fucking finally, right?
Yeah.
I ain't a big fan, but I understand the hype.
Yeah.
I understand
and then we got Banjo.
Banjo, yeah.
Which
N64
is.
N64 love.
It's N64 love. But it's kind of put us all over the place. It's like they're like picking up the pieces and at the same time like adding new shit. Right. So, I mean, we also have to take into account, technically, it was not part of the Fighter's Pass, but we did have Piranha Plant, which is sort of an off-the-wall
DLC
character.
That's the Sakurai pick, is what they call it.
Yeah, that's definitely a Sakurai pick. These five are all Nintendo picks, and you have to wonder, what is Nintendo thinking with these?
There's no pattern. There's still one rule. There has to sort of be a Nintendo connection.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, and there is another rule. It's sort of like a loose rule. But recently, I'm not sure many of you have heard about this, there was a Famitsu interview with Sakurai, and they were talking about, you know, certain characters that the fans have wanted in for years, and he specifically mentioned, I believe it was Goku and I think Batman, and how, like, because they're not, you know, traditionally video game characters, they started other mm-hmm. places, that they're not good fits for Smash. And he
like,
would
don't look forward to them.
Yeah. Which to me screams that we do have, we have a narrow lens to view through. It's not like a direct filter. I'm sure at some point we might branch outside of it. But for now, we have the filter of looking at video game characters that started in video games.
Well, you got the dumb Marvel hype now, where like the devs for Ultimate Alliance, you're like, oh, we wouldn't be... we wouldn't be averse to having Marvel characters show up in Smash. That'd definitely be something to look forward to. And people freaked out and made their theory videos. Is Iron Man next? Oh, my God.
No.
Right. And you're like, that'd be neat. It
using,
would be neat,
using the interview from Sakurai, we can narrow down people like that.
So none of that.
Yeah.
Even though hype is sky high all the time.
Yeah. I feel like we should and definitely we're not going to get any Echo Fighters.
Yeah, I'm glad we're done with that.
Yeah, and based on what's happening with the DLC pass, I have a feeling
it's like it could be like
that
anybody,
the
like...
characters won't be anything from that's touched Smash Bros.
Right.
Before.
Right.
Maybe they'll have been a trophy or a spirit at some point, but I don't think that there'll be anything that's like in the game currently. Like,
right.
We've got Golden Sun, I mean, just trophy, we're probably not going to get a Golden Sun character.
Right.
Because it's touched it before.
Remember, that's more a rule that we seem to, that the players seem to come up with.
Well, if you look at the evidence so far.
Right,
the
it's
three
solid.
Characters.
It's like it's foolproof.
Yeah. So we,
like, you know,
using,
can't have a cyborg ninja taken off and put into, we can't have Alucard taken off the table and put, the trophy table and put into the gameplay.
Yeah.
You know?
So right now, in my mind, we're looking through a telescope and we're adding in filters that are blocking out certain color wavelengths, and we're determining which kind of characters are showing up at the end of the telescope. You know,
and we only have two.
Yeah. Well, we've only got two that we can that are going to make it in, but there's so many more that could.
Well, that's future titles.
Yeah, I know. But
or a DLC 2-pack.
But, I mean, you've got two main picks, and I've got two main picks, and to me it seems like together that's four, so we have so many more. But the two that you would like to see definitely are different from mine, although you know, we've both thought these characters at different points in our lives. So,
right. And it's like, not even what I want to see. It's just what feels right given the patterns.
Yes, exactly.
So like I said, third party is completely on the table now. Yeah. As long as there was a little bit of Nintendo connection there.
Yes.
That's always kind of been a thing to me. So I was like, it has to have touched Nintendo or at least have been thought about by Nintendo at some point. You know.
Yes. However, we also can't discount possible rivals to Nintendo because now Sonic is buddy-buddy. And Microsoft's become buddy-buddy with Nintendo that's what
I
was gonna as go. Well.
I think Banjo is the Microsoft pick, which to me, people go, Doomguy, Master Chief, I'm like, Steve.
Minecraft Steve.
I think they're off the table, personally. So you won't, I'm about to go, I guess we'll go into our two very soon here.
Yes.
I personally think they're off the table.
Okay.
I think Banjo is the Microsoft pick.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with that right now.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's all we're getting out of Microsoft.
However, we do have other options. So I guess the question is
at the same time, I'm hoping it doesn't just become a mascot fighter. Because unfortunately, like my pick's kind of a mascot for the company.
Yeah, he comes from,
but he's not a mascot of like a system.
You know. Well, you know what? Let's stop beating on the bush and let's throw out our first picks. Who you think would be a good fit for this?
Not just Raymond.
Rayman.
But okay. I think it might work. I like the idea of Rayman, Barbera, and Glowbox all working as one, almost like in Kirby.
Okay.
All-Stars, you had the gerbil. What was their names? I forget.
Rick.
There's Rick.
Rick, Ku, and something.
I have a feeling we'd get Rayman, and it'd be so cool to have him act like that. Depending on what attack you're putting in, Barbera jumps out and does something, jumps back into Rayman. Glowbox jumps out and does something, jumps back. I think you can fold them like kind of like he's a card deck on the screen.
Well, in my
Rayman's basically the pick here, yes.
Yeah, I like the idea of Rayman.
But I'm like, what moves does he have outside of, I'm revving a punch up. Woof, long punch.
Well,
like,
here's
that's it.
Well, here's what you could do. Because think about how Rayman works in, I think it's Legends that we played, right? With the cool musical levels.
Yes.
Okay, Rayman Legends, all right? Great fucking game. If you haven't played it, play it. Especially that first musical level. I fucking love it.
Castle Rock.
Yeah, Castle Rock with the Black Betty ripoff. I love it so much. Anyway, if Rayman and Barbera and Glowbox are interchangeable. Their movesets are exactly the same in that game. Mm-hmm. They all have the same basic hitboxes.
We got a hero thing going on here.
Yeah. In my mind, they could be a hero. You could have different skins, and they would be the same character.
Skins is going to be the game from here on out. That'd
please!
Be awesome. That's going to be the game they play. Oh, we're
please!
We finally learned to do skins.
I would love it! Anyway, sorry for yelling at
you. But like
you
said, hitboxes.
Yes. So. Keep them the same size.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Glowbox is like wider, you know?
I've heard people talk about how Rayman would be great because he could like throw his like torso at people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could kind of work with that by having Barbera throw her axe or Glowbox throw a wad of
spit or something.
I don't know.
Pac-Man in the Duck Hunt style where you can like tuck other little tiny characters in and you got the Teensies or whatever. You even have the little Lumaflies or Lumafairies.
Yeah.
He could be attacking with those for his smash attacks. Yeah. His down smash is like two of them come out and kind of spin around the bottom area there.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like how I said, if we ever got Skull Kid, it'd be the fairies would be his smash attacks. You kind of throw tail. Down smash is usually kind of all-encompassing, so both of them come out.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, it's...
Very Hyrule Warriors of you with your Majora's...
Right.
Skull Kid.
Have him do design. A lot because you hear the complaint from Sakurai, like, oh, I've heard about this, but our issue is how do we make an effective attack pattern or how do we make an effective attack style? And I'm always like, let me tell you how you can make, I'm ready to yell at my computer screen. All of us have so many ideas, and that's why the ballot was so fucking great.
Yeah.
Like I said, I personally think I was responsible for Simon Belmont's.
I voted for Isaac, and you fuckers didn't vote for him, too.
I still have my screen caps of what I said about Simon, and his move set is 1-to-1 what I said. So I'm sitting there going, there should be some compensation.
You probably weren't the only one to think of that.
Oh, no. Like he only has a certain amount of things he does in the original Castlevania.
But then again, they couldn't use you as the basis for putting in a Richter. So.
Right. Yeah, Richter, I didn't even think of
that. Same move set, but still.
Right.
Anyway.
But yeah, Rayman just seems, looking at this logic, I'm like, and then Ubisoft, there's a lot of Ubisoft love ever since the Wii U, at least.
Well, ever the since games the Rabbids crossover with Mario, Rabbids, definitely.
Mario plus Rabbids.
Yeah, and that definitely Rayman garnered over. A bunch of love.
Yep.
Between the two companies.
Assassin's Creed got like a special edition on the Wii U. That was one of the first release titles. Three got its own kind of Wii U version.
Three got a remaster for the Switch.
Oh, and then they remastered that shit again and came to the Switch. Yeah. So there's a lot of Ubisoft going on.
Definitely.
So he just seems, I don't want to turn it into mascot brawler, but he just seems like a really logical choice given our pattern. Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned you don't want to be mascot brawler. My first pick was going to be Spyro. We have the remaster coming out for the Switch. Spyro, yes, used to be sort of a dude for the Sony, for the PlayStation, but he's not 100% associated with PlayStation anymore.
He's owned by Universal, actually.
He's his own thing. And I think it would be really freaking great if Spyro came to Smash. Mm-hmm. And we don't have any like true four-legged characters. Even Pikachu rises up onto the hind legs.
Until you dash, and then he's four. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you got K. Rool, who crawls on all fours as well. I think it'd be cool to have Spyro be a character, the first on all fours character. Okay, I mean, technically Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong, they have like the on their hands and feet thing.
Like I said, when you dash.
Yeah. Well, no, even when just Donkey Kong's standing there, he's resting on his fists. So technically he's four-legged, but you know what I mean. You know, you have Spyro, you have the being able to glide. Sorry, man.
It's all good.
You'd be able to glide. You'd be able to breathe fire as like your attacks. He would have special charging abilities. I kind of picture him as a mixture between Bowser and Sonic, because he can get booking pretty quick in those games. And like his final smash could be summoning some of those bigger dragons and coming out and helping attack and stuff. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Like, I almost don't want to say Crash. I'm like, on that same hand, you could just be like, oh, Crash Bandicoot, you know?
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot, definitely.
Might as well bring in all these mascots from video game. Because it is video game, the video game. That's what Smash is. So.
Yeah, he wasn't my second pick, but definitely it was between him and Crash.
I think I like Spyro a little more better. Crash is so PlayStation. Even though he hasn't been on the fucking system ever since the revival of the trilogy.
Yeah, my problem with Crash is this. We've already gotten Cineroar.
Right.
He has the lariat move where he spins around and stuff.
Right.
We don't need any more spinners.
I know the devs want to look for more unique play styles.
Yeah.
Or so it seems.
Yeah.
Banjo was very unique.
Definitely. Yeah. God, Banjo's moveset looks so good. Anyway. Definitely Spyro looks to be good to me. I like the idea of his charging at things being the main thing. He is a close quarters combat guy, and his one long range move is breathing fire. And I think that would be awesome. So
yeah, my final pick, and we've already kind of talked, and so I'm going to take this off the table. I almost always want to go with a Monster Hunter. But once again, how does that work? That's a craft your own character kind of thing. And it's like, I don't know, but there's a lot of Capcom love coming back.
True.
You know, we got Ryu, he's a Capcom rep, and Mega Man. And it seems like they can just keep. We finally have two Square Enix reps. You know, people are hoping for more Square.
I love that you went for Monster Hunter. I could have swore that you would be the one to be gung-ho about getting, like, Wonder Red from Wonderful 101.
Well, here's my rule before I say the character. I still think we're going to get one decent third party, but I still think we're going to get one solid Nintendo character. Like a solid first party Nintendo character.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, so like, so you you're know, thinking I'd
one
I'd
third
love,
party, one first party.
I think like or even or as I would call it, it's like, you know, it
second party?
Yeah, the NES character might as well be like a Japan pick. I think we're going to like a Western, we're going to get one more Japan pick and a Western pick. So the Western seems to be third party, like a Microsoft or a Sony or a Ubisoft or what have you.
Okay.
But I still think we're going to get one solid, not only for Japan, but like a Nintendo character.
Yeah.
And I almost want to say Ryu Hayabusa. I want to say a ninja, some sort of ninja, Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Because I love ninjas. I want my Sub-Zero in here, man. Like, pull them back, make them less M-rated. But I think we're getting another big fan request.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm serious. I'm padding because in my head I'm like, Geno, Skull Kid, Geno, Skull Kid, Geno, Skull Kid. And I have to go Geno because Skull Kid's a trophy. I think and people go on and on about this motherfucker. I think we're going to get Geno. Or we should, sorry. It's not about what should or what. I just think it'd be right. It's not even what I want. I'll rephrase all of it. I think it would be right to have Geno. to have finally gotten
it
him.
Would be, definitely.
And oh, buddy, here's the rules. There's Gino costume pieces and yada yada. Yeah, but there's also K. Rool costume pieces and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's Mario's already been represented as a series, but Super Mario RPG was its own subset series.
And it's Square Enix.
And it's Square Enix.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's its own sub series that hasn't been represented yet. So
yeah.
I think it feels right to
be honest,
Gino.
We haven't had any of the Mario RPG stuff represented. No. Paper Mario.
I think one of the trophies is that nightmare or that witch from the very first Mario and Luigi team up.
Which one is that?
Or is that a Kirby villain?
That's the Kirby nightmare that makes the screen black. Yeah.
I could have sworn that was like similar to that, well, Mario plus Luigi villain.
No, but that's the Kirby nightmare.
You're right.
One,
it's Nightmare from Kirby.
Yeah. There's been no Paper Mario love. In
so we need something like that, and I think just people have gone on about Gino. They went on for Banjo. We finally got all the fan picks. We got K. Rool. We got Ridley because that's another pattern that seems to be set up. I think it's just right to get Gino. Not what I want. Like I said, I want Ryu. Sorry. I don't know what you would call him, Ninja. You'd get Ninja Gaiden or Hayabusa. Or I would love to... Doom Guy was a great leak. I'd love to have Doom Guy.
Yeah.
Doom Guy is cool. Like that but he's like kind of another Microsoft pick. It started off on Windows. But what the right choice is it seems to be one last big fan pick. Japan wants it. The West wants it. Everybody wins with this final blowout. So it's Rayman and Gino.
Rayman and Gino.
Yeah, like I said, I don't even want them. It's just what feels right given the pattern, what feels climactic here.
Yeah.
Because at this point, we've been given everything except Gino.
Everyone would love Gino. Yeah. I have seen plenty of videos where people just lose their goddamn mind about Gino.
And over that, it's like, after that, it's like, okay, what now? What do we want? We've been given everything.
I will tell you what we will get. We will get the UK's pick, because we haven't ever looked at the UK. It's always been America and Japan's picks. The UK tends to sort of side with us because they have the same games we did because we all speak English. But, like, we all know that the true hero of Smash Bros., the true DLC hero, is going to be Dion Blaster from 1080 Snowboarding.
Dion Blaster. Rob Haywood. Kensuke Gamachi. Another snowboarder that I can't remember.
No, I'm kidding. No, my second pick was going to be more along the lines of I really like the idea of the four-legged characters. I was going to pick Okami.
Amaterasu Okami.
Yeah, Amaterasu. I've never played Okami, but I've seen you play it, and it's nuts looking. And I think the moveset would be 100% unique.
Yeah.
And definitely, I like the idea of having more, like these four-legged characters.
They're unique. The idea is you want something
non-human
unique.
Characters, right. Non-sword-wielding characters.
Okay, we're all sick of the sword wielders, mostly here in the West. They don't seem to be going down anytime soon in Japan.
True.
But it's not that we're wasting slots when we could have something like Amaterasu. We could have something like Banjo, very unique, and Mr. Game & Watch.
Yeah,
Ridley, you know, things like that. Something very unique playstyle.
I would be totally down for any of that. We were talking about there's no Paper Mario love. I would love Paper Mario, but something like that. Or, you know, I would love it if Sony got their heads out of their fucking asses and were like, hey, so we're going to play ball with you guys. Here, you can borrow some of our characters. I think it would be great to have almost anybody who was in PlayStation All-Stars, that game, come to Smash and have them do it right. You know, Kratos, Big Daddy, what's his name from Infamous?
I think they need to be a little more...
Sackboy, even.
Sackboy works.
And he would totally match the thing.
I think Sackboy is the best Sony pick.
Wow.
Because I think they all need to be like Nintendo-fied.
Yeah.
Kratos would have to be kind of cute. Not that Nintendo's cute. I think his design should be changed a little bit.
He wouldn't be talking much, you know. He would only talk during his taunts, maybe for his end screen. And to be honest, like, all you have to do is just remove the blood effects from when he hits you with his Chains of Chaos.
Right.
So
I don't know. I was going to say, that's a fun idea to talk about, but I'm one of those people that would just, my only thought process is like, I disagree.
I disagree. You're gonna sit here and tell me that a four-player Smash between Mario, Banjo Kazooie, Kratos, and maybe I don't know who's something fancy, Pikachu, wouldn't be fucking nuts?
It'd be nuts, but it'd feel like Mugen. It just wouldn't feel like a celebration of the history of gaming. It feel like the celebration of today's pop culture.
Yeah.
And not gaming.
Yeah. Well, which is why...
modern pop gaming.
And that is all why, despite how much I would love all those things, I definitely would pick Amaterasu. So my two picks are Spyro and Amaterasu. Yeah. I thank you for reminding me of the name of the character.
Yeah. It had a well-meaning Wii port, which was actually helped to re-expose it to a whole lot.
It had a Switch port, too.
And a Switch port, but that Wii port actually... I'm not sure if it outsold PS2, but the Wii port became a very like an infamous port because you had the Wiimote.
Yeah.
You could use as your Celestial Brush.
Yeah.
And like a lot more people were exposed to Okami and they loved it. And that's where a lot of people discovered it was on the Wii.
Yeah.
At least people I talked to. So that seems like a...
Well, that's where I saw it play for the first time. That's where I saw you play it.
Right. So it's not that I... what am I trying to say? It's like I was saying with mine. It's like it seems like a great choice and it seems like it makes sense. Not exactly what I want, but it makes... since as a good choice to make.
Yeah.
And that's actually what all of our choices were, really.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, if we don't get these, I'm not going to be on YouTube like, ah, fuck you, give me Gino. I'm probably going to be excited that we got anybody at all.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, anything after Banjo at this point is just, like, icing on a cake.
I mean, okay.
It's like, yeah, what else do I want, man? I don't know if I want shit.
There's a thing where right after Banjo was announced, you and I were texting back and forth. And you mentioned that after Banjo, there's nothing else you can think of that you really
like
wanted.
Skull Kid, the people that are trapped as trophies, Isaac and Skull Kid, and who else is in the trophy? I'd like another Metal Gear representative.
Waluigi.
Yeah, Waluigi, fucking don't start. I'm so happy we almost got through this without mentioning that. I bet you anyone listening thought that's what I was doing with my final. Like, it has to go big. It has to be a big Nintendo character. Like, one last guy. One last hurrah.
Yeah, no.
Waluigi. But I didn't, you know.
In my mind, this is... what I was going to say, sorry, is we were texting, and you said after Banjo, that's it. And I fully...
Every day is a gift.
Like, I fully agree with you. But, like, I was sitting there, and I was texting you back, and I said... I know that'd be great, but yeah. I still want. And
there's like an hour. There was like an hour pause. You're like, I just thought for an hour, and I can't think of anybody.
Exactly. I was like, I can't think of anybody that I really, really want. Yeah. At least no one who isn't already an assist trophy.
Yeah.
Because my top picks are Isaac and Skull Kid. Like those are the two that I want.
Yeah.
But they're already assist trophies, and. Yeah. I know that it would only be a few lines of code to take them out and put them as characters, but at the same time, like, that's not Sakurai's
style. That's not how he
works.
However, if he's setting new trends, like we should be talking about what's the trend so far. What if the trend, the secret trend we're not realizing here, is just like, fuck trends, we're just doing whatever the hell. So the new trend is, why don't we break a trend? We never said there was a rule about trophies. Why can't we change the code and just get rid of Isaac being a trophy? Boom, slam him on the roster and have people pay $3.99 for him. Or if you have your season pass, he's already been paid for.
Well, it was...
like,
it was,
I would love if they reveal that's the case of what they're doing.
That would be cool, and I would appreciate that.
Here you go,
guys.
Gino or Isaac and Skull Kid.
Yeah.
Never ask me for anything again. I'm retiring from Smash.
And to be honest, like, Skull Kid is just like a reiteration of Shadow at this point. They kind of have the same basic thing.
Yeah.
Shadow manipulates time, whereas Skull Kid, like, manipulates your controller or time. But, yeah.
I wouldn't bring those into his moveset.
No, definitely not. But, like, you could ditch Skull Kid and keep Shadow. Or you could ditch Shadow and keep Skull Kid. Or you could ditch them both, make them characters, and put something else in there. Yeah. I mean, Shadow literally is, like, the time clock item. The stopwatch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could... Yeah. But anyway.
These are not our picks.
Yeah, no. Our
shouldn't have gone into this far.
I know, but we could talk about Smash forever.
Oh, anybody can.
Yeah, and we want certain characters, and I know you guys want certain characters, and, you know, we have no say.
Right.
And that's the ultimate lesson here is, like,
well, that's what this podcast, like I said, that's what this podcast was. We're not going about, oh, hit you with that. I really want Wolverine. It's like, okay, we have to think, like, logically.
I still can't believe that guy said that in that YouTube video.
Right. Like this was a logical take.
Fox did it wrong. You can do it right, Sakurai. Those were his words. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? We're not getting Wolverine and Smash.
Dude, what we just said, our final two each, we might not even get those, and I'm not going to freak out if we don't.
Me either. Definitely not. No, no.
We were just trying to find a pattern.
Yeah. You know, and that is what I kind of think, you know.
We were thinking about.
That is the magic of Smash Bros. We can pick whoever we want. We might not get it. But the fact is that we have gotten for lack of a better term, the ultimate Smash Brothers game. This is what it is. That's in the name itself. This is Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yep.
However, I would like to have another conversation with you a different time about maybe we could have an Echo Fighter pass, and who would you pick for that?
Oh, yeah, I can go with my Echo Fighters.
Yeah, so whatever. Maybe that'll be another episode sometime.
The Hero and then Chrono?
Yeah. Not bad idea,
right,
actually.
There you go.
Same artists.
Right. There we have it. Square Enix rep.
It's Toriyama. Right. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys have any comments or want to chip in the conversation, hit us up at thinkbetweenworlds@gmail.com. Hit Derek up or Madison at tbetweenworlds. I can pop in too if you really want me. Just mention me in person. Say, hey, where's David? I want to talk to him about this. And we'll be there, man. We want to talk to you guys. We want to hear your thoughts. Let us know, and we'll talk to you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Farewell.
This Think Small episode of the Think Between Worlds podcast was created by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is hosted by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is edited by David Kennedy Farner. And it is produced by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Snedden. Intro by Midair Machine and outro by Roll Music via the freemusicarchive.org. And cover art by Davey Jones. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in World 3-4.